Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm your man, CG Wolf.
And today we have two amazing returning guests, John Koppel.
Hey now.
And Mark Riccadonna.
That's right.
Yeah, boy.
And I don't know, this is going to be the first topic. You both live in Ambler.
Straight.
Not in the same house.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. We're waiting for the papers to go through, and due to the election, we're still waiting to find out if we should publicly say so.
You can be brave and share it if you'd like.
We're going to see how things shake out.
Everybody said that you can be brave, and you know, because the like, heavy-set women were wearing bikinis on the beach, but then when I wore my thong, it wasn't brave. It was pretty disgusting.
I think it's brave.
People are like, holy shit, it's Bigfoot.
No, like, if you're comfortable and you know, you want to wear like a thong and you're a dude, I think it should be okay. Like, you want to be comfortable on the beach. Me and Joey once went to a nude beach when we were like 14. No, 17. But we went to a nude beach because we heard there was one near Cape May. And we both got fully naked, walked like a mile through the dunes to get to the beach, because we were like, dude, naked bitches everywhere. It was the gayest dude beach you've ever seen. The dudes were walking up straight dick like, hey, nice to meet you guys. You new here? So, it was so fucked up. But
there's a
new naked
beach in New Jersey?
It was Higbee's Beach.
Wow.
You know, you can also go to the beach and get nude. You didn't have to walk all the way up the parkway. But that's naked.
All right, no, I feel like we didn't do the walk naked. We should have, in retrospect.
But that's a boss move. That's what alphas do. They show up naked.
We got naked there, and Joey had his one big nut from when he got hit with the lacrosse ball. His one big nut he used to
that
throw
he would
parties,
rip out
you remember?
Sometimes at parties.
Yeah, dude.
A disturbingly large nut that he had.
Dude, it was the best party favor ever. It made parties start rocking. Because, like, the girls got comfortable after that. Like, he was
really
hitting straight up.
No, everybody got uncomfortable. You get fucked up. And somebody would be like,
and
yo,
be
Joey,
me.
You remember when you got the lacrosse ball out of the nuts? And you're like, it's bad. You want to see it? And we're like, I mean, yeah, kind of. And they'd break it up and be like, all right, party's over.
It was the size of a baseball, right?
It was gigantic.
Yeah. Wasn't there an accident? Like, he got hit?
I was there. We were on the lacrosse team together. And Joe would be fucking around during lacrosse. And the coach, we had a young coach, Hinkle. And he just pegged him with the ball. He was like, Joe,
no.
Quit fucking around.
What?
And he threw the ball out, and Joe just went down. And we laughed for, like, 10 seconds. We had a good 10 seconds of laughing.
10
and he was
seconds
still
after
down.
The blackout. You guys ran over to see if he was okay.
He was still down. And we're like, oh, no. And yeah,
I don't think he ever healed from it, right? Like, wasn't it causing him problems like the rest of his life? He should have sued that.
I did hear that. I didn't even know somebody threw that shit at his nut.
Coach,
I actually heard
that's so illegal.
I heard he had a kid.
This is
the
90s.
The guy from Goonies.
I know, not
you guys.
Yeah, it was Chunk.
But anyway, this was a party favor, so we walked out onto the new beach, and he was big nut and all. We just wanted, after we were like, yo, this beach is gay as fuck, like, you know, there's no chicks here.
In an okay way, it's gay.
In a cool way, like, you know, this is 2024, I'm about that. But, you know, we thought there'd be hot naked chicks all over the place, and there weren't. And so we were just like, dude, we're here, like, we have to go swim naked. And so, like, we swam naked, and it was freeing, and it was a great experience, and I'm glad it happened. I'm glad I got to share it with you people.
Rest in peace, Joey.
Yeah.
R.I.P., bro.
Poor Joey died with a big nut.
Big nut died?
Big nut died.
We don't usually say it that way, but you know.
Because he was his best friend.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Ricky Donna, I'm sorry, Ricky Donna. We definitely walked him into that one.
This is a good podcast. I'm having fun.
I was all excited about.
Let's invite him on and see his luck.
We wish we could, but he's passed away.
We visit his grave often.
He's great. We do. And he was great. And
I speak with him from beyond the grave. And, you know, it's good times.
Yeah. No, treasure. Hold those you love dear.
Yes. The next fun topic. We might be on the verge of World War III, right, guys? And I feel like...
We have the president to do it.
I know. Our cool comedy clique. Maybe we can help stop World War III.
Sure.
Weren't we going to go try to do comedy for the UN before?
We're going to tell some dope-ass jokes to the UN.
And yeah, make we're them still waiting
sway their opinions.
For our UN comedy show. We didn't get the call yet, but...
Not yet, no.
We're still available to bring jokes to any tough situation.
Yeah, I think... Honestly, they just... A lot of comedians are doing topical political humor, but it's just not the right comics yet. I
mean, we need to step up. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, let's get rid of that John Stewart, John Fugel saying. We have too many Johns with an H. We need a John Koppel.
Exactly.
I think no John H. Stewart has no H.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's right. That does.
Yeah, got everything.
It kind of ruins that premise.
Look, he's great.
God, he ruined everything.
Fucking John. He's a hero of mine, but
his handsome looks and his devilish now silver hair.
He can come too if he wants to be the five in our crew.
Yeah.
He can come
too. We're holding auditions. Yeah. We're not going to close him
out. John Stewart
is Koppel, you're a J-O-N, so are you Jonathan Koppel?
Yeah, that's why. So when I was growing up, I asked my mom why I wasn't J-O-H-N, and she's like, because you're Jewish and that's how we do things. And then. When
Jewish
I was around 14,
I was like,
they snip the H
drop
too.
The eight.
So when I was like 14, I actually
H
like,
and a foreskin.
I was like, wait, isn't it J-O-N because it's short for Jonathan, which doesn't have an H in the first part? She's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. So she was just grasping. Like, no, I didn't think of it that way.
Sure. She said because we're Jewish and she forgot your name was Jonathan. That's fucking amazing. That woman is a saint.
Yeah. You always want to hear your
shout
mom.
Shout out to Donna.
Donna. No.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
Sure.
Cool. All right. Well, that was a great topic for World War III.
Yeah.
You guys want to say anything about it? I know CG hates these kinds of topics.
CG's got a lot to say about geopolitics right now, and yeah, it's a good situation.
We just want peace. Right,
see, I get scared when people bring this up because they'll find out how dumb I am and that like I don't watch any of this or keep up with any of
Here's
it, even though it's very important. So I get worried, and that's why I kind of skulk away.
Got it.
But I actually think that makes you actually way cooler that you're admitting it, because if you go on TikTok and like watch some people's videos, you're like, look, I know I don't know anything, but that guy... confidently does not know shit.
Yeah.
And they
loudly not knowing shit.
Spewing it to the public about how fucking dumb they are. And it's like, you just go like, I would chime in to call him out on it, but literally I have nothing to back it up other than I know you're full of shit. That's all I got. I don't have like, I'll tell you the answer, but I do know you're wrong.
I know some things, but I'm afraid to be one of those dickheads that's spouting off at the mouth as if I know everything. Like, the lack of humility that we have these days when it comes to whatever the next thing is, whether it's a health scare, whether, like, you know, things escalate in Lebanon, people are going to be piping up with their bullshit.
With their expertise.
Yeah.
That I have no idea what they're doing.
It's like, I have opinions. I've read it a little bit. But like, yeah, there's plenty of people that know more than me. So I should probably shut the fuck up. But not enough people think that way.
I'll even downplay it more. Post something about food. Like, just post like, hey, I barbecued these ribs. These are amazing. I can't believe how much my kids love it. And people would be like, listen, when I make ribs, I usually use a mesquite. flavor with the, and they go on this detailed know-it-all fucking bullshit session, and you're just like, wow, get a fucking life.
At least those people are trying to help. You ever post something and you'll like talk about, so you'll be like, yeah, show the kids big, and it was funny that this happened, and then somebody will comment like, I saw that movie recently, it sucks. It's like, thanks for the positivity.
Nothing kills the mood more than comparing. Like, when it's like you could, even as comics, we'll post something like, hey, I'm playing this place. I really hope if you're around, you can come out. And somebody will be like, I played there 10 years ago. It was okay. Oh, I didn't know this post was about you. I totally forgot.
Now, Koppel, I want Koppel on, like, the next Full House, because Koppel does posts. I think he's the expert at Facebook, because he does posts about what his children say to him, and they're hilarious, and you're they're really fun-loving. And he can be in any Disney G movie as, like, the dad. Like, you're dude, you're fucking, you do all audiences.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, like, you don't piss anybody off. And they just, everyone thinks you're old just people.
Vanilla
old people
motherfucker.
Adorable. They know you, yeah.
That's not true. He has pissed some people off in his past. That's
no,
true.
He pisses
enough
a lot
about
of people
you,
off.
Kate.
Not me.
No, he has all sorts of stories about, like,
I'm
people
I'm just saying
he got
he's not totally vanilla. He's got a bully side if he needs
he's
to.
He's got balls. He yelled at that guy
yes,
who was talking on the phone at Planet Fitness because yes. It's against the Planet Fitness rules to talk on yourself.
Yeah,
right.
He did. The Flower Town one?
Yeah.
That's the one. And he almost got fucked up.
Yeah, I almost got my ass beat. We don't know if he could have taken me, but we know. Come on.
Listen, I was a kickboxer 10 years ago, and I used to...
Dude, he was so upset, and I was like, you need to relax.
You say he was huge, right?
No, he wasn't particularly huge.
Oh, he wasn't
at all.
Huge. Oh, you would have
fucked
him
up.
But
now that people know how to fight, like, people are trained, and he was awfully upset. And he said, we already talked about this on the
podcast. You made friends with him,
but he ended up saying to me, he's like, you know what? You ruined my day in the midst of all of his angry, like, seething. He's like, you ruined my day. And I was like, there's such
a
ridiculous
thing for an adult to say. I can ruin your week. Give me a minute.
That's
so
awful.
I need to bump into this guy and bully him now that I go to Flower Town Planet Fitness.
You go to Flower Town?
Sure do.
Let me know when.
Me and Kate, but I only go for massages in the massage chair in Tampa.
Oh, okay. You and I have the same workout. If I feel like it's a heavy day, I'll go to the tanning bed.
I work out during the week. And
I
then,
sweat
in and then I take Kate to Planet Fitness so she can work out and I can go in the massage chairs.
Yeah.
That's my new shit.
I do the chair, then I do the bed, and then if it's a heavy day, I'll hit the tanning bed. You know, because I'm going to go sweat when I hit the tanning bed.
There you
yo,
go.
Fucking real, bro.
Yeah, then I'll
bro,
go
we're
then.
On the same plan? We should do this together. I wish they had tanning beds right next to each other.
We'll
so
get the ones that,
the
stand-up one, and we'll both squeeze in.
Yo, that's totally what we're fucking doing.
Nipple. Then you're going
to
do beach together.
Listen, we're naked, but we got no tan lines. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird while we're in the tanning thing, but it's not weird at all when we're at home naked with our wives, and we got no tan
lines.
And
we only have dots that aren't tan where our penises were touching.
No, I didn't know it was going to go to that level.
Well, it's a tight squeeze.
It was definitely a tight squeeze. We're two pretty large men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good news.
That's a married man.
We have to decide whether we want back or, like, front to get tan, because we're going
to
eclipse each other on the other side.
We'll have two. Our butt cheeks will have white dots on it because we'll go butt the butt.
Nasty.
Listen.
And it might be unsanitary. Because
I think it's
you're
I spray it down before
and it could
we
get into
going.
Each other's buttholes.
The sweat?
Yeah.
His sweat into my butthole?
It happens.
Me, your
it
sweat
happens.
Into his butthole.
You could sweat straight into his urethra. You sick fuck.
Well, my urethra,
anyhow,
my urethra
should be
is known
new.
As a funnel. It's just like a funnel. It draws it out.
I don't
it's
know science as well as some, but I do feel like squishing into a tanning bed where you're sweating against each other, you could give each other germs into
listen,
pee
back
holes,
in the
buttholes.
90s, you used to just be able to be bros and do stuff like that and be like, that's my fucking best
I don't
bro.
Think so.
You know what I'm saying?
We went to
maybe
a tanning salon together once. You remember? It was...
In Ambler?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were we about to go on vacation?
We wanted to get a base tan.
Because our mom said, you know, you got to go get your base tan because we're going to fucking Florida or wherever.
You guys are like, I don't like hip hop.
So this is true. I came out of my tanning situation.
Good for you,
and
John.
I came out. I walk out of the room and I say to the guys, it was us and Cav, and I say, guys, it was really intense in there. Like after,
yeah,
because
we got high before.
Right,
we got high before we went in.
I came out and I was like,
an oven.
After like 5 minutes, I had to close my eyes And they were like, what the fuck? You didn't see anything about the goggles? I was in there crying my retinas the whole time. I needed glasses like a month later. I've had bad eyes ever since.
Oh my god.
I forgot about that. We was high as shit, and he comes out and he's like, guys.
That was really. Did you guys have to close your eyes eventually? I'm not a bitch or anything, but.
Oh my god.
One point I said, I gotta blink. The machine's
gone. You fucking stared into the sun for 5 minutes. That's awesome.
Like during the eclipse. You're like 45, man.
We were tough as fuck back then, too. So you got, you went tough guy on them in there, man. No goggles.
Oh, man.
And eyes wide open.
Wide the fuck open. For a while, then I was like, you know what? It would be prudent to close my eyes. It's getting a little bit tough.
Who the hell didn't give you goggles?
I was seeing spots every time I
closed my eyes.
Listen,
back in the day, there was no laws and shit about it, okay? Yeah, so this was like in the 90s.
West. Okay, so the
Wild West. Wild West of tanning.
Tanning salon owners.
Back then, there was something called, like, personal shame that people had. Like, if you fucked up, that's on you. You didn't wear your jock strap and cup to practice. Like, oh, that's embarrassing that now I'm going to have testicular problems for the rest of my life. Like, that was the mentality back then.
Right. Well, you fucked up.
Yeah. And now...
The school board fucked up.
I felt like I fucked up.
And ruined your dick.
If you run a tanning salon, it's on you to be like, here are your goggles, especially if they're like, is this your first time? You have to sign stuff.
Well, you're 16 years old and you're clearly very high right now.
16.
Please put these
Your eyes
on.
Are already bloodshot.
Your eyes are redder than the devil's right now, so please...
Aww.
But that's nobody calls people dumbasses anymore. It's always like somebody else's fault. Like I didn't. I even find myself like where I like have to like do something where I have to talk to like an adult, even though I'm 42. I still consider people with real jobs adults.
Hell yeah!
But it's like I'll like figure out how to make it so it doesn't seem like my fault when I call like, oh, I gotta cancel my thing because. The school didn't send out the email to let me know that the kids have half a day, so I have to cancel the appointment. Meanwhile, I knew.
You won't say I'm a dumbass.
I still do the I fucked up. I'm like, listen, I'm so sorry I messed this up. And they love that because nobody does it anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm now...
Well, you give somebody a window to be like, okay, I can forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're the dumbass.
That's what it does.
Everybody...
Nobody else lets himself be a dumbass anymore but me. Like, I'm okay with it. My self-esteem's right there with it. Like,
yeah. I've been called a dumbass. My nickname was Rick a Dummy. I mean,
so cold.
That was from the...
That's a layup.
That was from the teachers. That wasn't even
really?
The kids. No. The teachers were... No.
Are you
for
being
real,
serious? Rick a Dummy?
Yeah, the teachers.
These 80s and 90s
I
would have
sucker punched that teacher in the spine for you.
Oh, that's great.
It's the other students that should have been ashamed of themselves. That was hanging right there.
And they
and a teacher
it.
Was like, is no one going to spy?
Like,
I'll fucking say it.
All right, I'll dunk on him. I'll dunk on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Are you going to feel bullied if I name this podcast Rick a Dummy?
No, please do. I'd be honored.
Yeah, that's totally.
But I don't
totally
think you're a dummy.
I didn't want you to bring.
Well,
that
the
up.
Other one,
totally
the football coaches called me Rick a Dumbass.
Are you serious?
And they took it a step further.
Rick a Dumbass.
But I'm still really good friends with them. I still talk to them all the time. Like,
well, I feel like back in the day, I feel like all of our time, boys were just saying
we
that shit to each other.
Right?
Well, that's the myth
do
about
we?
Bullying.
No,
and
sweet.
Yeah. But like, I'm sad for anyone that actually was bullied. But I think in reality, most. Of the worst bullying that you endure as a guy is from your best friends. Like, if my
friends... Well, you're a bully. Like, you're a bully to most kids. And then so, therefore, you know, most of
John's
the bullying...
John's like, everybody's my best friend.
We're pals, right? You little bitch.
No, that's true. No. When you're cool, yes. Most of the bullying comes from your friends. Because they're the bullies of the school. And you're hanging out with all bullies if you're cool. So, yes, that does happen. But if you're less fortunate than that, you're really getting bullied by horrible people.
Can I get...
I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm laughing at the wrong...
You're laughing.
They're such losers.
I know. I'm still laughing at the point. Because it is a like, good point. It's like, yeah, no, they're not your friends. If you're, like, not in the popular group, then you're getting bullied by, like, really scary popular people.
So I would, like... So just
strong,
correct me if I'm wrong.
Athletic bullies.
So, like, I would take their Jell-O off their plate and just shove it down their pants.
No.
And, like, they didn't like it? We weren't friends?
It wasn't a bully from, like, an after-school special who was shoving Jell-O down people's pants. Like, you know, regular bullying in real life.
Some karate.
I don't know what you were watching on
the
Nickelodeon.
No, like, even when Cici reminds me of, like, some of the nicknames for our friends, like, growing up, like, they're horrible. And one of our friends had a stuffed animal he named Buster Hyman. He was, you don't remember this?
It was Buster Bunny. It was Buster Bunny from Tiny Toons. But Hans named him Buster Hyman.
And that's obviously, that was
his nickname.
Like
11.
Hans.
We were like 11, dude. Like, who taught him that
he
shit?
He brought that up and I was like, that's horrible.
I was like, hey, Kate, remember when Hans named Buster Bunny Buster Hyman? You know, the dog, and yeah, it was a good time. You remember.
Yeah, he was a gifted young man. He's a smart kid.
He was a way ahead of his time.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. So, next topic is Trump was saying that video games, violent video games, might be illegal soon because he thinks they really affect kids and the violence in our society. How do you guys feel? Because he was saying...
It's way worse than, like, being a rapist.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. No, for sure. I would never... I would hope he never elect anyone that played violent video games, but...
Pedophiles are cool.
Yeah, listen, if you've been found liable for sexual assault...
Your best friend, you know, went to prison, and the wife's still in prison for it, and you...
That's forgivable.
So the source is a crazy one. It's obviously hypocritical. However, do you actually think video games affect it? Because he was saying...
I was telling Kate about how, like, I started punching kids in the face in fifth grade. And I was like, I think they're from, like, all the Sylvester Stallone movies and Roadhouse and shit like that that we watched back then. And I was like, yeah, somebody stole
a wheel
punch kick. Him in the fucking jaw. You know, and I did that, like, at a very young age. And, like, you know, I ended up pretty fucked up. So I don't know. My stance is that, yeah, maybe it does make you more violent to see this stuff on TV, but, like, punching people in the face can be kind of cool.
I'm not, Rick and Dummy and I watched the same movies, and we didn't punch anybody in the face. I'm not...
I feel like Rick and Donna might have punched some people in the face.
No, I was... I had an older brother that protected me.
Okay.
I was, like, I had my own bodyguard. That's like, dope. I was, like... Later in life, I did, like, early high school, I did get in a few scuffles, but they weren't nothing too wild. I was just always about trying to have fun.
Hell's yeah.
So, like, I kind of got away with, and I hung out with the more popular kids because I was good at sports and I just liked laughing, and I'd make people laugh and hang out, but, like... I kind of didn't get in a lot of... I wasn't as aggressive as you punching people in the face.
Like, I'm cool with that. I like that.
My brother
I
was
like
way
that.
More
I
aggressive than
I can feel your vibes.
And CG's not about that, obviously, now. But 10-year-old CG...
10-year-old CG was about that shit.
Yeah, he liked...
He's like, wait a second. She just punched somebody in the face. Talking shit. They said I tripped him in the soccer game. Pa-pa!
Really?
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, a few times. And then I was like, oh, you're getting a lot of trouble for this.
Like, you stood up for yourself. It wasn't about empathy. It
was. I was like, I'm standing up for myself. They're like, you're twice as tall as that kid. You know, it's kind of fucked up. I didn't really realize how big I was.
My youngest is, he has no issue. He likes being physical. But he's not like a bully. I'm just telling you on the way here, but he will stand up for, like, the handicapped kid in his class. Mm. And, like, almost want to be his protector. And, like, Angie and I were like, he would actually be an amazing cop. Like, he's what, like, you want in a cop. Like, he wants to stand up for, like, the ones who don't get stood up for or whatever. And it's very noble because I was not that kid. I would have been like, oh, you're picking on him? Okay. Like, I'll get behind you and like make you laugh while you do it so you don't pick on me.
I think if they were picking on somebody who really was like a nice person, I would say some shit and I'd start ruining their life. Because like, you don't pick on somebody who's just like a real nice person.
Yeah. You've pick been on a
somebody, you pick on somebody who sucks.
Yeah.
That's the rules. Everybody knows it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the comedy thing. Like, you don't punch down.
Exactly.
Like, yes. Out, but go after somebody bigger than you. Don't go after it. Don't make fun of the comic who just bombed before you go on. Like, right. That's kind of
oh,
gross.
Is that dirty? I just started stand-up, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I
would have done that.
I honestly would have done that at my next gig if you didn't say that. You're a professional. So, like, honestly, I'm glad you're here, Rick and Donna. Always good to have you,
get
bro.
Get a couple of rules down. But no, like, there's comics that, like...
I've seen
one
it.
Dude, he got in a lot of trouble on Twitter. Like, people went after him. And it was back when it was Twitter. But that guy, Jeff Garland, like, went on Twitter and was making fun of his opening act. Like, in Atlanta, was making fun of him for all the openers. And, like... the comedy community in Atlanta was like, yeah, fuck you, dude. And they, like, called him out on it. And then, like, he got cool. He became cool. But they had to call him out on it. Like,
good for them.
Don't yeah,
make
awesome.
Fun of it. Like, the only difference between you and that dude is you've been doing it longer. Like, you're no better than him just because you've been doing it longer.
Well, you had a post on Facebook recently going off on certain behaviors. Yeah, I feel like things have changed a lot, and it includes... Some of it's good. We've evolved in a lot of ways. There's more tolerance in a lot of ways. But then I also feel like there are a lot of shitty entertainers out there who just
yeah.
think that they're better than people, and they just have a real attitude, and I'm not into it.
Yeah,
awesome.
I'm with you. I did, that whole thing came about. We had this guy on our podcast. He's produced... I don't know, 200 TV shows on MTV. And he's on talking about building a community instead of building a brand. He was on the podcast talking about it. Some guy came in and just started, like, trashing him and what he was saying. And I was like, well, who the fuck are you? Like, I don't know who you are. I know who he is.
Right.
And, like, he has a resume. Like, I have no idea who you are. And he went on his... It was on Instagram. It's 4 followers. And I'm like, who the hell are you? And he's like, come back in 2 weeks. It's like, wow. Like, first of all, like, I'm nobody. I know I'm nobody. I'm very
no,
aware.
No, you're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
No,
awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you. But, like, I know
if
I'm nobody.
You've been doing comedy for this long, and that's your job, that's your real job,
well,
you've been fucking killing it. Because doing comedy at all is hard as fuck.
Well, that's
like, it's just,
to me. It's like,
everyone fails who tries to go up there, pretty much. Like,
exactly. Well, so that to me was like, I feel like I'm a success because I'm making my living at it, and that's what I wanted to do when I was in school. Is if I can make a living being creative, I win. Like, I'm winning.
I
wanted to
make a living having sex, but I was like, you know, my dad was like, that's not really.
That's disgusting.
He was like, I you know, I could pay for your college. I was like, fine.
Or a waterbed. Come on, Dad. You just get a waterbed and we can...
Can you fuck like that on a waterbed?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
I was just trying to think.
Joey had a waterbed. That's
yeah.
the only person I knew
uh-huh.
had a waterbed. And you know what? When I slept yeah. over Joey's house,
oh boy.
He would let me sleep in his waterbed because that's how noble he was. Anyway, shout out to my man. Sorry for interrupting.
No, but...
What, did you know a lot of people with waterbeds, Cobble?
Josty had a waterbed.
Josty.
Yeah, so...
He would.
But it felt retro even at the time. Like, when you're, like, 12 years old, you'd be like, you know, I've got a waterbed. And then you'd sit down in the bed, and within 30 seconds, you're like, I'm kind of nauseous.
Yo, why did they stop? Are they still around?
No.
I don't think so.
They were so
why? What happened?
They're so heavy.
Do people die?
Well, I think
that's usually why they
now.
End things. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people die, and then the lawyer's like, "Yo, we gotta end this.
We gotta get rid of that."
They weren't comfortable. They probably
it claimed dozens of lives a year.
To get rid of one, I think was such a pain in the ass. You had to like drain it. Like it was just not
well,
worth
think
it.
About it. You have to get like 100 gallons of water into your upstairs bedroom. Like, yeah. It's not like it's like outdoors.
I would have been the one to fill it up in the garage and then be like, fuck! It's heavy as shit!
How do we get this up the steps?
What are they do? Did the guys leave already?
The genius is the guy who ran the garden hose up the outside of the
fucking
house.
Right. Oh, that's into the window, dog. That is the move. Did you have one?
We did have a water
bag. Yeah, that's why you knew the move, man, because nobody else knew that shit.
And it was horrible. It was fun, like, when your buddies would come over and you'd just, like, we'd be playing video games and you'd be sitting on them.
All right, that sounds fucking amazing.
But it was not like, when it was time to go to sleep, I'd be like, I'm going upstairs.
I always felt honored when Joey let me sleep on the water bed.
Nice.
I did. I thought, because that was like, that was bougie back then. That was like, you have a fucking
toilet. Did you actually sleep well? Did you enjoy the waterbed? Because getting a waterbed
I'd always be wasted, so I'd go to sleep in a second.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, slept on the waterbed last night, feeling refreshed.
You'd probably get seasick.
There are people out there living still with waterbeds. I don't think it's common.
They have nice bushy gray mustaches.
I don't know them, but I'm guaranteeing like, there are some people still on their waterbed.
You come over, I got the hot tub. You come lay down in the waterbed. I got a nice robe you can wear.
No, but that guy still does get laid, though. he's one out of every 10, but he does get laid.
He's still does.
Because he tries every night.
With, really crunchy old bitches. Yeah. Crunchy old bitches that were like, hey, you know, I slept with Steven Tyler back in the day. And you're like, cool, lady. Yeah.
Yeah, details.
is this crunchy old bitches? Is that a new thing that the kids are saying?
Brand new.
Did you just invent it? Shit, dude, I almost started spreading that like wildfire. That's fucking gold.
There aren't that many of them
crunchy
left,
old
so.
Bitches left.
Oh my god.
Oh, crunchy bitches. I love a good crunchy bitch.
Kyle, but you're about to change the world once we put this video up on TikTok with them crunchy bitches.
I think it would get taken down, and I don't think women enjoy being called bitches these days.
Is that true?
All right, crunchy gals.
That can't be
crunchy
true.
Gals.
According to Ja Rule.
Crunchy broads.
Crunchy broads is pretty good.
Crunchy broads.
That sounds like...
John almost puked when he heard it, but...
That sounds like the Dixie Chicks' new band name.
Crunchy Broads.
Crunchy Broads.
It's like the Dixie Chicks all put on about 20, 30 pounds. And we've rebranded.
Crunchy
We still like nature.
The Crunchy Country Broads.
There we go.
If the Dixie Chicks are listening to this, we still fucks with you. If you want to come on the show, give us a call.
We're big fans.
Mm-hmm. I always...
At Matalan, red is the new black. The up to 50% off Red Friday sale is still going strong. And there's 25% off selected nightwear and partywear too. Shop in-store and online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Excludes selected brands.
In alignment with that, then I have my next topic, which is aliens, and I'm excited to talk about. Yes. But before we get to that, there are also some TikTok famous stars who do stand up but haven't really done it much at all. And I think they're headlining and thinking that, I don't know, I guess you are a stand up comic if you're selling out shows, but I've heard some people who open for them say their stand up's not great. So just because you could fill a room doesn't mean doing stand up doesn't mean you're
great. Isn't this kind of a newer version of when actors would be upset when Ice-T and Ice Cube and Marky Mark would be in movies?
Yes.
It was but you're not an actor. It's well, fucking people want to see them, so this is the entertainment business. Yeah, if you are a TikTok star, yeah, all right. If you can fill a comedy club, you're probably going to suck at it, you know, if you're not an actual comedian, but I get it. If I ran a comedy club, if you can fill the room, yeah.
Right now is it's going to get much worse. It's going to get worse. The comedy's in trouble right now. It's not going well out there.
Well, it's oversaturated at this point.
And the clubs are using these people that aren't good comics. So anybody who's going to comedy goes and is like, I don't know what the fuck this is, but it wasn't an hour and a half of fun.
And audience, you can't see it, but Rick Adana looks like he's just been in a war talking about this. And so he's been in the trenches. And he knows that it's getting hard. So
all the joy drained from your face. You're like comedy.
Well, it's true. I think there's still a craft to it.
I love comedy and the business of comedy. And I used to work at a club. And I used to book a room. I loved every aspect of this business. And right now, if you try to just stand still, you can feel the toilet water swirling. Because that's what's happening. It's going to get really bad, but then it's going to, it's like 1991 right now. The boom happened, and now it's oversaturated. There's too many comics. There's too much shitty comedy out there. Audiences are going to stop coming out. It's going to get really bad for a while, and the people who stick to it and the people who continue will get to see the positive of the cleansing that's happening. But I also think, I know older generations, they look you up and they're like, you better be funny or we're not coming out. The younger generation is like, well, they're great on TikTok, but they're all starting to, like, everybody used to make fun of millennials, but now millennials are like the smart ones. And like they make sense. And everybody's like, the Gen Z people are assholes and idiots and whatever. And the Gen Z people are going out to see their person that they saw on TikTok or on Instagram. And they're going, these people are great. These people are amazing. And then they show up and go, oh, like it's not. It's,
and then they think that's what a comedy show is.
Yeah.
It's a different thing.
Coming out to comedy shows.
Do you think that with the R-rated comedy basically disappearing when they were so good for so long. We had like that like 10, 12 year golden age that wasn't even that long ago. And now they've kind of gone away. You think people are kind of just hungry for it? Like, I want to see people saying some wild shit.
No,
like,
I think it's the exact opposite of what you're saying. I think everybody went completely the different way. Like, everybody bitched about woke and it wasn't a real thing. Like, it wasn't really happening at all. It was just people bitching because they didn't get work. So they'd be like, oh, it's the woke. The woke community is not letting me get work. But now people are just going 100% in the other direction. Like, nobody's going to tell me what to say. And it's like, man, somebody should tell you what to say. Because not good.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
The people that talk the most about being censored and like being oppressed in terms of what they can say are the people I hear the most. Like, you, somebody, whoever is trying to hold you down and doing a terrible job, like, because you're all
I
over
have not
everything.
Seen, I've not seen the argument to your argument. I've only heard your side for 10 years now.
Yeah.
It's getting to a point where it's like, I was telling you guys before the podcast, I wasn't working in the comic that went on at the end. Was so horrible, like 15 people in a 50-seat room walked out. Like, walked out, because it was just like, what the
Just crickets the whole time?
Well,
I've seen a few of those. I haven't had to until recently, but I've seen a few of those recently. And just crickets, and it's hard to watch, man. It's suffering.
But this is what's crazy. Some of these people get off the stage and don't know that they didn't do well.
It's wild.
That's what I think is nuts. Because, like, you would think they'd at least get off and be like, oh, you know? But they get off and they're like, when's the next one? And stuff like that. And you're like,
dude walked 15 people, and then after the show is like, fucking pussies can't take the truth. And it's like, no, they just had 40 minutes of fucking being yelled at, like, with no punchlines. Like, it wasn't them being pussy
was
monks.
It was 40 minutes? It was the headliner?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was brutal. And it was, but it was the audience's fault, not his.
10 minutes of somebody bombing hard is hard to watch. I've only had to see it a few times. Because usually, you know, I'm with Kate up at like...
Well, we don't work together a lot.
Oh, dude. You gotta be killing it to do it for fucking 38 years.
Rick Adana is a dumb man.
Yes.
Yeah, you're killing it.
38 years.
I'm Mark Twain. 38 years. But I think it's going the opposite direction. I think everybody's blaming, like, woke society, and it's like, no, it's just people don't want to hear your stupid shit, and so you're not getting booked, and you're blaming that. But now everybody's going so far further because they're believing that it's the woke culture. I've not been the one comedy show. I'm trying to think. If it ever happened, where somebody came over after the show and was like, it was really offensive. Like, I'm going to go online, and I'm going to...
And I bet you that if they were offended, they were offended on behalf of someone else. Yeah. They're like, hey, you know, if you say that, somebody else might get upset.
I had a woman offended by me in behalf of Jesus.
Oh.
My Jesus is handsome joke. Was one of them. And I guess I did it on a Good Friday in Atlantic City. Why were you in Atlantic City on a Good Friday if you were that religious, first of all?
There's no more godless of a place to be than Atlantic City.
What was she doing out on Good Friday?
That's what I'm saying. And I wasn't dissing Jesus. Like, I was saying he's attractive.
You were giving him props.
Yes. Now,
in a sexy
society. I don't do that joke anymore. I don't do that joke anymore.
Really?
Yeah, well, someone else has a version of it now.
Did she write you a letter or, like, come in your face?
Oh, no, she, like, complained.
No, she didn't come in.
She complained on the comedy books. What'd you say?
She came in Kate's face.
My wording was not on point.
It wasn't political.
She complained. She, like, wrote a complaint on the comedy club's, like, Facebook page. That was embarrassing for me, but it was such a funny thing. She was like... She talked about Jesus being attractive, and on Good Friday of all days, and that was like a pretty great...
And you know what? Jesus will come back. Kate Wolf won't.
That's true.
You should say that as like a blurb to promote yourself.
I was saying I was a fan of him, but then I did learn from a friend's wife that you're not supposed to talk about Jesus in that way at all.
No,
because she's a good Christian. So I said, okay.
You didn't know that?
I mean, I guess I did, but, like, I didn't know the severity of it. I'm not saying I wouldn't still say it, but, like, I heard someone else basically do the joke now, so I'm like, whatever. But, and, like, before I was single, so I was kind of like, I guess I was offensive, because I said I would take Jesus in any color, because people fight over what color Jesus is. I'm like, any color, yes, please. So it doesn't make sense now, because, you know, I have my hot husband.
It's
not
true.
I don't
want to give Jesus the wrong idea.
Jesus, it's not like that no more.
I'm saying if I was single, you could get it.
Yeah, I can't catcall Jesus anymore.
We're not bringing that.
If you had a time machine, Jesus.
Jesus, I think you said something about monogamy or something. I don't know. But
get out of here, Jesus. You don't have a chance. I'm married.
Jesus, you keep giving
me
this
your opportunity.
But I have said way more offensive shit than the other stuff.
He's like, Kate, I didn't think you were serious back then. You know, but now I'm thinking about it. Man,
I like
me and you.
Jesus' voice is smooth the way you do it.
Yes. Smooth Jesus. Sorry, it changed when you said that because you put me on the spot and I couldn't do it anymore.
Well, he was kind of a preacher, right? You got to think that he was...
Oh my God, guys, it looks like it's not recording.
Uh-oh.
But it's okay because that is...
All that gold.
That'll still have... It was.
All that gold's gold.
I feel like those red things are beeping every time I talk. My Jones.
No, but this was on and it just went off.
Shut the fuck up.
But I'll have the beginning audio and then I'll have to use the audio from there.
Okay.
Which isn't horrible audio. Yeah. This will just be better.
Yeah, our podcast studio is not...
I'm sorry,
what it was
guys.
Cracked up to be. It is not turning out to be what it cracked
well,
up.
Well, it'll still
I blame
work.
The woke community.
You can't say anything anymore. They'll turn off your whole podcast.
Well,
that's honest to God, though. Like, I've had people complain about bits or people say, like, does your wife know you make fun of her? And I'm like, yeah, she wrote half of the Like, sorry, we have a sense of humor in our relationship when we are okay with
somebody
laughing.
Said that shit to you?
Yeah, so... The whole
like
I have,
if you were going behind your wife's back to do
and,
comedy
yeah.
shows and talking shit about her. And,
I have
that's fucking
two
ridiculous.
Specific bits that talk about childbirthing, and then one bit that talks about me wanting to stop doing comedy because of having the kids. So there's, this is a half hour of material that is literally, the whole point of it is me complaining about how her birthing the children made me uncomfortable. Like, that's the comedy of it. She's birthing children and it's, come on. How long do I gotta be
self-effacing?
That's the whole point of the bit. And afterwards, this woman came over to me and was like, does your wife know you say that? That is just disgusting. Do you know how hard it is to give? Oh, and I'm God. Like, holy shit. Like,
that's the joke, homie. Like, I know it's really hard, and I'm making light of it like I have it harder. Like, that's the whole fucking joke. When people who don't understand jokes are there, that's exactly. The fucking worst.
Well, and she was like bitching about,
I've been
like,
told. I've done the twice.
Your wife was pushing for 20 hours and you're complaining? And I go, yeah, I said 2 hours in, I was exhausted. After I just said she did 20 hours of birth. Like, that's the comedy.
Oh, that's good shit.
She didn't get, she's like, that's, you're a horrible husband. I was like, you're probably right.
You're like, I'm also horrible in bed. Yeah. No, that's usually the,
I'm really bad at that, too. After that, yeah. Bad at that. I'm really not even good at comedy. We should just, let's just call it a night and you'd say you're right, you win the night. You won everything.
Yeah, but that's sucks.
That's the other problem is when you give in to somebody and just go, okay, yeah, you're right. It even makes it matter.
That's what we were talking about earlier, like not giving in to people's chaos or madness. Because there are some maniacs out there that will like start with you with their madness. And I'm learning to just not react. It's like, as best I can, unless someone's like really in your face doing something crazy.
My default is that, and it was even like when I was dating, like I would tell girls, like, look, if you're like a jealous type, like, you got the wrong guy. Fucking go do whatever you want.
Why? Because you'd be talking to other bitches on the phone?
Well, I just don't care. Like, I don't think
bitches is the right way to talk about
it. I'm sorry. It's just rap music. It did it to me. It comes out. I apologize.
No, but like,
I think women are just as good as men, if not better.
Okay.
Let's put that out there.
Okay.
But it's like the whole idea that it's like somebody's got to get in your face about something. Like if I write like Victory Beer is my favorite beer, and they'll be like, you're wrong. And I'm like, well, it's my opinion and it doesn't matter, does it? Like, it's just my opinion. They'll be like, no, you're wrong. Have you ever had this? This is so much better. I'll go, oh yeah, you're right. And that's like, I just want to diffuse this because you're fucking crazy. And I'm just trying to have a good day.
I used to be like, I need to put my opinion out there. And I do not do that anymore.
There's narcissism to it. Like, no. It's like, what are you even accomplishing with this right now?
What I was talking about earlier about, like, you can even post something about cooking. And you can be like, I made this rack of ribs for my kids and I was so proud of how it turned out. And they'll be like, oh, you know, I usually make it with this, and I do this, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm so much, the way I make it's the best. And you're just like, okay, well, next time you come over, cook. Like, I'm not going to fight with you. Sure, yours is the best.
Thumbs up.
The cool thing is, we got these ribs now.
Koppel did a Facebook post the other day, and it was, his daughter said, hey, Dad, did you get a haircut? And he said, yeah. Do you like it or something? How'd you know? And she said, you know, because now it's, I can see all the white or something like that. And he said, cool. And she said, no, it is cool because now it matches your eyebrows. And then Koppel gets about 60,000 likes from people across the world in every living situation, from poverty-stricken countries to like the elite, you know, like he's gold. I just wanted to share that, Koppel, because I saw that the other day and I was just like,
I
don't even do Facebook posts anymore because Koppel does them so good.
I'll cut and paste his post. I'll put it on mine and like four people will be like, well, that's because you're dyeing your hair wrong. And here's what you need to do because when I do hair, I'll tell you how it works. And I'll just be like, okay, cool. I'll go to you next time. Like, They would totally, like, go after me on it. Like, you get the... They like you.
They like me. It's a personal thing. Your material's good. It's, they like me more. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I literally have cut and pasted his shit and tried to spin it my way before just because it's so beautiful. It's poetry every time.
This is a real comic thing.
There needs to be the new Full House where Koppel's the dad or, like, the grandfather.
Is whatever. Danny Tanner.
The father figure... You're Uncle Jesse. I want to be Jesse, okay? I love John Stamos.
Yeah.
And then, dude, you're totally Dave Coulier. Are you kidding? We have the show right now.
The show is here.
You're fucking Rebecca Donaldson. Oh, my God.
It worked, you did.
Oh, my God.
Wow. How is this not the Full House?
You're at Beckett.
It feels like God is right here just for this second. Like, this is important enough, what's happening right now.
The world needs this. The world needs a new Aunt Becky more than anything else.
I'm pretty fucked up.
Because she helped make me a man.
Becky
Katsopoulos, when they did the magic show, in the fucking... She's wearing the bikini. Not a bikini.
She's a babe.
Did you see the magic show where they cut her in half?
There's no way she was wearing a bikini.
It wasn't a bikini.
It was a big onesie.
It was fish. It was fish. You did see it. You did see it.
Oh, I did.
Changed my fucking life, dog. I was like, I think I started lifting like that day. And then me and Koppel saw each other running. We're like, dude, we need to lift together. It helped make us men. He doesn't remember it, but he does. It's in there. Rick Adana fucking remembers it. Big time. All
right, last topic, and then we're going to wrap up. Mm. The government
Then we're going to go watch Full House.
Fucking real.
The government announced that UFOs and aliens are in the water. Now, I'm not surprised by this, personally, and I think it's just a fraction of what they actually know about aliens and UFO and all that intelligence. But I am happy that they're talking about it more. And I wonder what they look like. Because if they're underwater,
please,
some
if you're
sea
watching,
creatures look like
aliens. Please, aliens, come. Come. Please help us.
We're sick of paying our bills.
The comedy community needs you.
We do.
Listen, I'll buy the website aliencomedy.com. We'll start a club and... Whatever planet you're from.
But pick us. Pick our comedy group first.
Full House. It's a new TV show. You've never seen it before. It's going to be
wild. You can watch the old one if you feel like
it.
No,
there's no such thing. We invented it.
We just invented it right now.
They won't know we're stealing it.
Kimmy Gibbler.
I kind of want
you. I just invented a character named Kimmy Gibbler. So, you know.
I want the aliens to come and fuck with us. Fucking bring it, bro. Like, no. I want it. I want the smoke.
With the aliens?
You
want
to be in like a Tom Cruise movie or something?
No, I want to be in Independence Day. I want to be in Predator. I want to be in one of these movies because, frankly, it's like people need to be jostled awake a little
bit. Koppel is basically saying he misses 9/11.
I'm not saying that overtly.
Per se. Listen,
I mean, in those words.
Yeah, listen.
What if they were super hot and super cool? Like, they were like a human, but like the super hottest, coolest version of a human. I'd be their pet.
So a bunch of
CG.
Well, we'd both be our pet. We'd
I don't
be, they
be
know we're
an
married.
Alien pets.
What if they're super hot?
You're saying
cool?
So you're saying there's a race of me underwater.
Super hot and cool.
No.
If they're so much far advanced, like intelligence and
they
technology,
they could communicate with us. If
I
they
I feel
care
like they
to.
Could be more advanced in
would
like
you?
Hotness.
No, I think that aliens could have communicated with us by now if they were interested.
They were going, listen, we could destroy their planet, but they're doing a fucking great job.
Yeah, I think that they came and they saw what we were up to. They saw an episode of like Masked Singer or something. They're like, Jesus Christ.
And that would be a fair response, honestly. But they're here. They're here. They're in the oceans and otherwise. And
no, wait, you're
I'm
in
ready
touch.
For more contact.
You're in touch with the universe.
Well,
what's your take? I
do telepathically communicate with some enlightened alien species. I know not everyone thinks
you
I'm sane.
You always flip your hair
when
you
say that. Because it feels important. And,
I got it. We're talking about serious stuff. So she's putting her on-camera face
her hair.
You know. And,
I talked to them.
But the ones I fuck with are not the ones Koppel's preying on. The ones I fuck with are trying to help save the Earth, you know, lead us out of the darkness, that kind of stuff. But,
can you ask them to take some pictures of the deep underground shit
Right?
In the ocean, just so I can show my kids before we all die.
Well, I don't think we're all going to die. I feel like there have been some government footage of like UFO craft shutting down nuclear warhead stuff. So I believe they're here to help, not so we don't blow ourselves up.
I don't think they care.
I think they do.
You think that's...
That's like, what is it, government officials... I think we're their reality show. There's a book that talks about it. So, with like valid government officials. So, I feel like those are the ones I fuck with. I know you're wanting...
No, it's not that I want it. It's just that I think that it might kind of unite unless humanity. The
predator with gills.
Well, it might get us more fired up to... Okay, when COVID hit, I got into like possibly the best shape of my life because I'm like, this shit is scary. I want to be ready for it. Like, I was training like I
ran the opposite.
You trained like you were about to have to be Rambo because of COVID?
I lost like 40 pounds when COVID hit. I was like, first of all...
I ran the other direction. I said, what can I eat and where can I get it?
Yeah, I wanted to be ready for it. I like wanted to fight it. And now I kind of think like, all right, if aliens came, it seems as if people are coming up with arbitrary reasons to be at each other's throats. Mm. It's like, let's cut the shit. We're all on the same team. Let's go after them.
Yo, because audience, Koppel gets in mad good shape. Like he runs like 10 mile runs and shit like that. Like when he gets serious, the shit hits the fan. Okay, but you were serious about... You thought the world was ending, so you better be in great shape?
No, I thought thousands of people were dying a day, and I'm like, it's not going to get me. I'm going to be in shape for this.
Oh, I thought it was about fighting the people once the apocalypse happened, like The Walking Dead. I thought it was like, dude, I'm going to have to fuck people up.
Oh, I still don't know how to fight.
It's
going to
be martial law. That's what I thought you were talking about.
That
makes
more sense.
Here's what I'm getting. Sense.
Fighting the disease. That's
Hunter.
Fight for a cure.
Gatherer. That's
siege for, yeah, for sure.
You and I will pick the berries. We'll stay at home and cook a nice bundt cake.
You know what fired me up recently? I just saw a Deadpool.
That sounds amazing. I'm glad you're doing something, you guys.
Yeah.
I saw Deadpool and Wolverine. Did you guys see that?
No.
I didn't yet.
I want to see it so bad.
Yo, Hugh Jackman is so impossibly ripped, and he's 55, and I'm like, it fired me up. I'm like, let's fucking go.
That's awesome. 55 10 years ago.
Dude, is he?
I don't know. Think about it. He was a star when we were graduating or getting out of high school. He's 55.
The drugs in Hollywood must be good. Like the healthy drugs where they just shoot you up with vitamins and who knows what. Because for him to be looking like that.
I think he got the HGH doctors.
Oh, okay.
Like if you get the cash, you got the HGH doctors.
He must be taking something that we don't have access to.
Because otherwise we would totally look like that.
I was just saying that about Matthew McConaughey, but then I saw him recently and was like, you shouldn't have did Dallas Buyers Club. Like,
yeah, no.
You haven't recovered. You used to, like, I used to think you were, like, damn. Like, if Angie left me for him, I'd understand. And now I'm like, if she left me for him, I'd be like, damn, what the fuck? Like, he used to be the man.
Is it not comfortable?
He looks weird.
No, dude, but I mean, because Kate does that, too. If somebody's looking weird, it was like a star for a while. He goes in and out, man. He takes roles where he has to lose like 97 pounds.
Then he gains 160 pounds for the next role.
That's weird.
Like his life's fucked up from that.
Yeah, I can't be good.
I want to be like a 1950s guy. Like, let me get old. Like, I'm okay with it.
No,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
I want to be the big pot gut. I want the bald head with the hair on the side. Like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but I feel like you could do that, like, on TV and in movies, like, that they showed back then. It was okay. And, like, your life still, like, your children still loved you and, like, your wife still made love to you. But, like, in real life, I think that stops. And, like, I think you're just like, holy shit. Like, I saw this on TV and the guy was doing great. And now, like, I've lost everything. So I think it's not a good call in real life. That's all I'm saying.
I think that it's one of the few remnants of the culture that we grew up in where society judged you. Like, now the judgment is you can't get old. But it used to be like, hey, you better be in good shape. Like, all of our movie stars were crazy ripped. Mm. And, like, now it's like, well, they don't need to be ripped. And it's like, you should feel good about yourself no matter how big you are. It's like, okay, maybe. I mean, you should feel good about yourself, but you should aspire to do better than that, you know?
Like, who wants to be, John Goodman when you could be Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like, don't you want to be Tom Brady?
I kind of want to be John Goodman.
See, you're going with my original thought. It's like,
I like John Goodman.
I'd be him if I could.
But not as John Goodman.
My knees would hurt and shit, but like, besides that, like, yeah, I'm about it.
Yeah. All right, guys.
He's pretty well respected. I want respect.
I'm not talking about his career.
I did very little.
You don't get his roles.
Have you seen his filmography?
You get his roles. You don't get his, like,
oh, I thought I get to become Goodman. I thought we were talking about, like, I trade lives with
Goodman. No, you age.
Of course I bring my beautiful life along.
You would age. Do you want to age like John Goodman, or do you want to age like Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, sure.
Of course you do.
Hello.
And same with, like,
you saw him on the TV like the other week, and you were like, most handsome man in America, or something.
I was just
like
saying,
that.
Like, he's a smoking hot slam piece, and he's had a hard go in the last few years.
You put Brady number one.
As what? A smoking hot slam piece?
Yeah,
no,
we talked
about
the smoking hottest dude slam piece ever. Number one? If we're talking the goats of, like, hottest dudes on the planet, and I'm not gay, but
can we put a year on it, or
I
just
run with
current?
You on, like, a good top 10. We can say all time. I mean,
let's go all time. All time.
We've already
Rick Adonna goes fucking big. That's why we brought him tonight.
You don't
fuck around.
We got a time machine, and we're going to fucking jump in it tonight after
that's
the podcast.
Hottest dudes on the planet?
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever.
And then we're wrapping up.
Maybe you start. Listen, don't
hottest
try to wrap
dude?
This up before
my
it's over.
My favorite is definitely Chris Hemsworth. I just think Thor.
Keep her away from
Thor. He's a stud. Oh, he's a stud.
That's a good answer.
Thor's hot as fuck.
He's so hot.
He is. That's a handsome bastard.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
Marlon
Brando.
All right. Brando, huh?
Going with Brando. He changed society. His acting style made the entire film industry changed.
I don't think you're going on looks alone here, Rick Adonna. This is like a sexual contest right now.
Have you seen Marlon Brando?
Have you seen Streetcar Named
Desire? Listen, I actually haven't seen
Stanley Kowalski would drop your panties, all right?
I haven't seen any old as fuck movies, so this isn't fair that I'm
on
judging
the waterfront.
I haven't seen now
Brando.
What is it?
Even
old
ass Godfather Brando could get it.
I would say mid-90s Brad Pitt. Mid-90s Brad Pitt. Or like a late 80s Kevin Costner.
Oh, Kevin. Well, you already got that huge hog.
Yeah,
they said it's like a dress sock filled with sand. That's what I was told.
Listen, that is an extremely unnatural penis, sir. What is that made of?
Your penis is so heavy, sir.
SNK suits. I like the way it feels, I guarantee it.
Look.
You have to have your pick, and then we're wrapping up.
I mean, my pick, and no one else can avoid it either, it is Brad Pitt in the 90s. No one can beat it, ever. Okay? Let me back it up also.
Except for James Dean, because that's who Brad Pitt was trying to be.
But Pitt was hotter.
Elvis was a handsome lad.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit. All right. Elvis.
And a major pimp.
And then he was in Dune. Oh, I'm not talking about real Elvis. I'm talking Elvis from the movie.
Oh,
Austin Butler.
That dude might be the new Brad Pitt.
You loved him in Dune. He's such a scary
dude,
beast.
He's a fucking animal.
And CG loves him in it.
He's an animal.
He scares me in it.
Didn't watch it, did you?
I saw the first one. Was he in that?
If you get through the first one, not it's better. The second one is like one of the best movies ever made. So you have to, if you got through the first one, because there
was
too much build up,
harder,
you have to see the second one. Anyway, I'll stop. Working on it, didn't see it.
I don't know about any of that nerd shit. I don't watch that. I don't watch Star Trek. I watch Star Wars because my kids are into it.
Cute.
And my son looks just like Luke Skywalker.
Aww.
So it's ridiculous.
I'm blanking.
And the other one looks like fucking Hemsworth.
Really?
I was just telling cops on the way here. I go, my son looks like fucking Captain America.
Oh, shit. Well, that's not Chris Hemsworth, but that's dope.
He's Thor.
Yeah, he's Thor.
He's Thor.
He doesn't look
But your dad looks like, I mean, your son looks like
Son looks just like Captain
America. Who is that? It's Chris
Evans.
Evans,
that's his name.
He's a handsome one of those studs.
I'm like, it's so hard for him to get in trouble at school because he got these like big square jaw, blonde coiffed hair.
Ooh.
And then he has like these dark Italian like eyes. And
oh my God.
His eyelashes are like this. So every time he gets in trouble, they're all like, he's so adorable. He's so adorable.
Or, I mean,
like, this kid's going to have a good life.
Good for him.
I mean, Chris Evans would totally get it.
Oh, sure.
Body and face combined, you ain't really fucking with that.
No.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it's, I'm glad we've done a lot on this topic.
I'm glad I got it wrong on who was who. Which goes back to the thing.
Both are very attractive.
But we don't. That's it. Goes back to the point of everything we were saying earlier. I'm okay with being wrong.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. Right,
we're humans.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Everybody's a fucking know-it-all. I don't know anything.
That's true.
Well, dudes, thank you for joining. Mark, where can people find you?
You can find me at markrigadonna.com. I have, if you follow me on socials, I'm the only one, so it's easy to find me. I post every day short clips. They're short. They're sweet. I'm running my own race. They're not popular, so. They're not popular, like, takes. I don't try to, like, shock the system. I just find interesting people and try to have real conversations with them.
Hell yeah.
Or slow burns.
Couple.
You know, I think you should just look up Rick Adonis stuff because he's the best. And also, I want to put in a plug since you brought it up, Elvis. The new Netflix documentary about his comeback special. Holy shit, you got to check that out. It's so much fun. Good. Yeah, right? Like, my wife didn't want to watch it. There's enough Elvis content. I'm like, first of all, that's absurd. There will never be enough Elvis content.
True.
I'm not even, like, into Elvis. I just, like, whenever I learn about him, I'm like, man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And this is more crazy shit that you all should check out.
Once I watched the Elvis movie, I was like, I fuck with Elvis for life. And then we started just looking at, like, old real Elvis stuff. And so I'm totally going to watch that Netflix
movie. I got some old DVDs I'll give you guys. Do you guys have a DVD player?
Probably not, but thank you.
I have these old DVDs.
We do. Like, buried in the basement. Yes, we will definitely. Wait, we have an Xbox.
Yeah.
There you go.
Those play DVDs.
There you
fucking
go.
Fucking right, son.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Thank you guys for coming on. Bye.
Thanks, fellas.
Later.
Peace.